الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون. نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة، ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون، نزلا من غفور رحيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أحب الأعمال إلى الله أدومها وإن قل، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسرني أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. Respected elders and brothers in Islam, Alhamdulillah, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving us the opportunity of fasting the month of Ramadan, and what a beautiful environment we had in this masjid in the month of Ramadan. The tilawat of Quran, the Taraweeh Salah, the itikaf, many people spending the nights in the masjid. What a beautiful atmosphere it was. We could just feel the difference. The Ramadan is a special month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where Allah's rahmat and barakat descends. It becomes easy to make ibadat. It becomes easy to stay away from guna and sin. It is a speciality of that month. As soon as the month has passed, we can see now the true test as a believer, that under all conditions, I will still remain loyal and faithful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will still remain firm on taqwa and perform my salah and stay away from guna. The month of Ramadan, Allah had made it easy. The shayateen were tied, were locked, were chained. And now the month, after the month of Ramadan, we can see there's a difference. The challenge is there, that the drive won't be there as so much. Now a person will go against his nafs, against what's happening around me, and I will still remain firm to and loyal to me Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is our test, that how we can be steadfast on the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course, it's not going to be possible for us to read the same amount of Quran, to listen to the same amount of Quran, make the same amount of dhikr and nafil salah as we did in the month of Ramadan. Ramadan is special. And how many brothers we have already met, and they share the same sentiment. You know, as soon as the month of Ramadan has passed, we can feel the difference. It's not the same. But that, as a believer, that is our test. That even though Ramadan has passed, our Allah is still there. Allah is still watching us. Allah still wants us to be loyal and faithful to Him. That is our test, to remain steadfast. And we don't have to go very far. We are very well aware what's happening in the world. We see what's happening in Sham, in Gaza. How steadfast these people are on what they stand for. Nothing deters them. He's still loyal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Days, you know, we fasted the month of Ramadan. We had to stay away from food for a few hours. How many days and days are going without them really satiating themselves? What they have to go through? Allahu Akbar. That look at that istiqamat, and look at their reaction. They are still so faithful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The words and the how they express themselves, they are still so grateful to Allah for whatever Allah has given them. They have that same desire that Allah must free us from the oppressors. They want to see victory. They want to have that freedom from the kuffar, the Zionists. But the lesson we learn from them is look at how steadfast they are. And if we can't remain steadfast on basic things like salah and staying away from guna and sin, how weak are we? Look at what sacrifice they have to go through. They are losing near and dear ones. They're sacrificing their limbs. They are so much they are sacrificing for the deen of Allah so that they can practice freely the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for us, we have got everything easy for us. And the masjid is right here. Now if we still can't read our 5 times salah, Allah protect us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to continue reading our 5 times salah, continue staying away from guna and sin. And we will draw the help of Allah. It must not be that because of some sin of ours, some weakness of other people in the ummah, others have to suffer. So it's our test as well, that we need to draw the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is our test, how we can remain firm and steadfast on whatever changes we made in the month of Ramadan. Ramadan was the month of change. So what changes, ask ourselves, what change has there been in my life after the month of Ramadan? And we have to, whatever commitments we made, we have to remain firm on it. Sit down, think about it, and how I can come back onto whatever determinations are made, whatever resolutions are made in terms of basic things, maybe my salah, or maybe some when it comes to tilawat, recitation of the Quran. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the most beloved of action to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that which is done with istiqamah, with steadfastness, even if it's little. If it's little, that has much more effect, much more weight in the sight of Allah than doing a lot at once and then completely giving it up. That's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in one hadith, he mentioned, لَا تَكُنْ مِثْلَ فُنَانِ. Don't be like a certain person. He used to stand up and he used to perform long rakats of tahajjud salah and then he left it out completely. Rather, do a little, but do it with istiqamah. Do it with steadfastness that has more weight in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't be like a person who will one day read 10 paras of Quran, next day nothing at all. Rather, read, start off with one ruku every day. Read one quarter of the para every day, but continue with that every single day. That has great effect in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, maradul maut, he's in extreme pain and he's extremely sick. Our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's a time of salah. He is conscious about his salah. With the help of sahaba, he makes wudu and then he falls unconscious. When he regains consciousness again, he's worried about his salah. He makes wudu again, because when a person becomes unconscious, his wudu breaks. This happens a few times. Eventually he gets a little bit strength, and with the help of sahaba, he goes to the masjid to perform salah. He doesn't even remain at home. In that condition, he's worried about his salah. This is what we are learning, istiqamah. And what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said on his last few words before leaving the suit, as-salah, as-salah. His concern was salah. His concern was how we can perform our salah. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left this world. Now they never said, it's over. But they said, how we can keep up what our Nabi taught us with all the challenges around. They stood up to all the challenges. They practiced on deen, remained firm on the commands of Allah. And we saw the benefit of it. How much stability and how Islam grew in the time of Sayyidina Abu Bakr and then in the time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. Because they remained steadfast on what they learned from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So our test is how we can remain firm. And the real test is when the conditions are against us, when it's not in your favor. Now to still remain, to remain firm on whatever you are doing, that shows the sacrifice of a person. It shows his steadfastness. That is the test. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned the hadith that a time will come where there will be so much trials, tribulations. And now in that situation, for a person who will remain firm on my way is like a person holding onto a live coal, a hot coal. That's what it will be like. So that is the great reward lies in that. In remaining firm unto that type when the conditions are against a person. He says, no, I have to remain faithful and loyal to my Allah unto the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The reality is that this nafs in the month of Ramadan, it was fully under control. But out of the month of Ramadan, it's not the same. The example that one of the great Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullahi alayhi gave this example that the nafs is like a snake. You take a snake that's in a very cold place. That snake is completely frozen. It can't move. So this person, one person, he goes and he sees the snake, this frozen snake. He thought, hey, this is an opportunity. I can make some money. So he takes the snake and he goes towards the city area and he's doing all his tricks and he shows everyone, like, I can hold this snake and how he can control the snake. Meantime, that snake was frozen and it couldn't move. It never had any life. But slowly as it started getting hot and the sun was heating up the body of the snake, then the snake starts to move and he was the first person to run away from there. So this nafs is the same example he gives. The nafs, when it's under control, the month of Ramadan, this salah, this Quran, this fasting, Allah's rahmat, the shayateen are away. Now a person is performing his salah. He's staying away from guna and sin. It becomes very easy. The environment is there. Out of the month of Ramadan now, the heat of the guna, the sin, the environment, everything is there. Now under that condition, a person, how will he keep that nafs under control? How will he keep it frozen? We have to counter it with the same thing, with salah, with Quran, the masjid, the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is our solution. The solution in the time of fitna, the place of refuge is the house of Allah. Allah has blessed us with a masjid. What a great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By us being in the house of Allah, Allah's mercy is descending. The tajalli of Allah which falls onto the Kaaba, then comes onto the houses, the masajid. It's a place that will protect us. So we need our doors of the masjid every day. It's very important, like how a person has a sickness. Many sicknesses, a person has to take his dosage every day, medication. So this is our dosage every single day. We need the dosage of the masjid to protect our iman. And if you don't get the enough dosage of the Allah's rahmat and special mercy, then we are very susceptible to the sicknesses and the fitnas around us. That is why the house of Allah plays an important role. The most beloved of places to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the masajid. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he goes to the marketplace and he sees people are doing business and they are heedless and they negligent and they just continuing and he looks at these people and then he makes an announcement. He says, what are you doing here? When the inheritance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is being distributed. So he's like, they're shocked. Where is the inheritance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being distributed? He replies, it's being distributed in the masjid. So he waits there. And he knows they're going to come back. They go to the masjid and they rush, they come back. You see, we went to the masjid and we didn't see anything. We didn't see any inheritance of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam being distributed. He said, what did you all see in the masjid? He said, we saw some people reading Quran. We saw some people reading Salah. We saw some people learning deen. Some people teaching deen. So these are the things we saw in the masjid. So he said that is the inheritance of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that's being distributed in the masjid. That is the inheritance. So this is in the house of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala special mercy. We want to inherit the great things from our beloved Nabi. We have to get it in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Through the salah, through the Quran, any activities that take place. Whether it means speaking to somebody, getting help, how I can learn Quran, there's some weakness in my salah. Seek somebody more knowledgeable, how they can help you with my salah, how they can help you with my Quran. So that is the inheritance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The masjid is an amazing place where Allah's special hidayat and guidance is found. Thumama radiallahu anhu, he was a leader, one of the leaders of the Arab tribes. So it so happened that the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu anhum, they captured him. They didn't know who he was. He was a great leader. So they brought him to Madinah Tayyibah and they tied him to one of the pillars. And there are many pillars in the masjid, those that went for ziyarat, you get Ustawani Hannana, you get Ustawani Tawba. So one of the went and tied him to one of the pillars. One of the pillars was famous that Abu Lubaba radiallahu anhu, when he made a mistake, and he made an indication when he was sent to the Jews to pass a message, and he told them the intention of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He comes to the one of the pillars and he ties himself, and I will never leave this pillar until Allah announces my forgiveness. So the masjid was a place of tawbah, a place of turning to Allah. So anyway, Thumama radiallahu anhu was tied to one of the pillars. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he comes. He asked them, do you know who he is? He said, this is a leader. This is Thumama. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself arranges meat from his house, gets some milk and sees to him and gives it to him. And then the next day, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addresses Thumama and asks him, what do you have to say? In other words, seeing all these activities in the masjid, seeing the Sahaba performing salah, seeing the teachings of deen, what do you have to say about deen? So He says that if you, he tells Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you have to free me, I'll be very grateful. If you have to kill me, you have the right to kill me because of the crimes that I committed. I killed many of your sahaba. And if you ask for ransom, whatever amount you name it, I'll give it to you. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam leaves him. So this happens, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam every day sends meat and milk, special milk for him. Second day he asks him the same thing, he gives the same reply. Third day he gives a similar reply. And then after about 3 days, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asks the sahaba to untie him and leave him. Because 3 days he spent in the masjid. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he goes out, he goes with his camel, he goes to the outskirts of Medina Tayyibah. He washes himself and then he kneels himself and he comes back to Masjid Nabawi, and then he says the shahadat. 3 days in the house of Allah was enough for his hidayat. The first day he tells Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when I came here and before I came here, you were the most hated person to me, and now you are the most beloved person to me. In 3 days spending, of course, in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Masjid Nabawi, Allah filled his heart with guidance. But the ulama say that being in the house of Allah changed the condition of his heart. We don't realize, imagine, from misguidance to guidance. We are believers. We spend time in the masjid. What difference, what effect it will have in our heart? A very great effect. We can't spend sunnat itikaf, but nafil itikaf is throughout the year. Whenever we come to the masjid, make intention of nafil itikaf. Sit, contemplate. That's also an ibadat. So Thumama radiallahu anhu then tells Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that I am at your service. You tell me whatever you want, I'm ready to serve you. And then he tells Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam his intention was to go for Umrah. So Thumama now becomes radiallahu anhu. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches him the Islamic way of making Umrah, and he tells him, complete your Umrah. He goes and makes his Umrah. While making Umrah, he says the talbiyah very loudly, and he says, La sharika lak. In other words, in the talbiyah, he's expressing that I believe in only one Allah, no partners. So he's expressing his iman. The Quraysh come and they are ready to pounce to attack him. Who's this person who's expressing his iman so loudly here in Makkah? That was before Fatih Makkah. So the other leaders of Quraysh say, stop, you know who's that? Thumama. If you have to attack him, they will not allow us to, our trade caravans to pass through. They will put a boycott on us, and it will be very difficult for us to, for our goods to reach Makkah Sharif. So they stop, they don't attack him, and they leave him. But they were filled with anger, but his intention was, I want to show everyone that I am a believer, and his intention was how all of them can see the truth of Islam. Eventually he reaches his tribe, and many people of his tribe accept iman. And he says, I'm going to serve the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He puts some sanctions on the Quraysh and the Makkah, the people of Makkah, and he told them, until you bring iman, I will put sanctions on you. I won't allow your trade caravans to pass through. Eventually, the long incident, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him to stop it because the Quraysh had requested Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to please allow the people are suffering in Makkah Sharif. And then they allowed the trade caravans. But the lesson of this incident was how the masjid became a place of changing his heart. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned regarding the seven people, the seven special groups of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that will get special VIP treatment under the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. One of them is رَجُلٌ قَلْبُهُ مُعَلَّقٌ بِالْمَسَاجِدِ, is that person whose heart is مُعَلَّق, is attached to the masjid. Although we go home, although we go to our work, my heart is in the masjid. I need to come back. I feel at peace in the masjid. It's not that I'm here, but I'm getting uneasy. I need to go out. I need to get this done. I need to get that done. A person is uneasy in salah, is complaining about the salah being too long. No, his heart is attached to the masjid. He's at peace. So this is one of the solutions for us. Now the month of Ramadan has passed the test of istiqamah and steadfastness. How do we remain firm onto whatever we practice in Ramadan? And how will it become easy for us to remain unto the deen of Allah? One of the solutions is the house of Allah, the masjid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq that we remain firm on the deen of Allah, and grant us tawfiq to appreciate the house of Allah and spend time and renew our iman. At the same time, we have to continue making dua for Muslim brothers and sisters that are suffering in different parts of the world, especially in Gaza and Sham. Allah Ta'ala grant them victory over the enemies, and Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala grant them freedom from all the oppression. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala make it easy for all those that in Ummah that are suffering. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala grant us the peace.